message, you ought to hear what I'm saying. Success is a plan that takes years in the making. When nobody did, I believed. Had to let go of things I did not need. Cut off some friends in the process, what could I say? I could no longer carry the dead weight. Get off your ass, there's lots you can do. You wanna learn something, then watch how I move. But they don't wanna do shit. They wanna be spoon-fed like a little baby. That shit is crazy, boy. Change up your mindset. I get 3 days worth of work done in just one. 7-2-7 mindset is the hustle for us. You get it?
Hey, I'm Alex Grona.
I'm Jamie Burks.
And it's the 727 Podcast. Coming at you from my home office.
What are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about being bitter or being better. So what does that mean to you, Jamie?
This occurs in, okay, here's what comes to mind. This occurs in so many different situations. So it could occur small or in relationships, or it could occur in the workplace. So let me explain. Let's say, and we've had so many situations like this in the 20 years I've known you. Let's say I'm helping you or cleaning or doing something or working on a project, and then you correct me, and maybe at that moment I didn't love the constructive criticism, and then I was like, whatever, F you, I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to help you. Instead of getting better and maybe taking your advice, I got bitter and then like surrendered to not even helping you at all. Does that make sense how I'm explaining it? So it's like, okay. So it's like, I was like, ooh, I'm bitter that you're telling me how to do this, or I'm bitter about this or whatever, when I could have just been like, you know what? Let me do better. Now, whether or not I was going to do better based on what you said or elaborate from it, sometimes it could be helpful. Sometimes I'm just on a different train of thought, but you have to make a conscious decision. If something happens to you, are you going to allow it to make you bitter, or are you going to allow it to make you better at something? Here's another example that comes to mind. Relationships. Let's say that someone is in a relationship and the other person cheats on them. You know, oh, you know, there's no good love out there. I'd rather be alone. They get super bitter. Like, there's no good people. You know what? There's billions of people in this world. I'm pretty sure there's somebody out there that's going to treat you good, but you can't get bitter about it. It's like, let me make me better. So then now, since I'm better, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to trick this wonderful next person I'm going to be with. Don't let the situations get the best of you, big or small. You got to be better, not bitter.
No doubt about it. So when I first think about that, that's kind of, I'm on the same boat. You know, I think about how many people are uncoachable, like literally, you know, from little kids to adults, I've seen it all. And, you know, a lot of people are entitled. They think they know everything. And it's like, the more you think you know, the less it is. And, you know, people think that the way they do things is like the very best. Maybe it might be, but I doubt it. So there's always slight room for improvement. And sometimes people don't want to hear it. You know, if I'm not doing something right, I don't give a shit what it is, please. Especially if somebody's going to take time out of their day to break it down in sections and get me to understand and get me to be a better person, guess what the fuck I'm going to do? I'm going to slow down and let them speak, and I'm going to do whatever I can. And especially if what they're saying is making sense. You know, I'm not this proud person that I'm not going to, you know, put it into effect. I'm proud that I am going to put it into effect. I'm going to do whatever I can, including what I'm doing right now. That's why I'm at home, is to get my house in order, to make sure that, you know, we're able to move forward and things aren't weighing heavy on me, or, you know, in the back of my mind, I want these things, everything on the forefront. And if somebody's going to slow me down to help me speed up, let's go. Like, I'm not going to be upset for them. I'm going to be upset for them not telling me. That's why I try to surround myself with people that know way, way more than I know. You know, I don't know shit. And that's why I need to be surrounded with people that know what's going on and are not afraid to tell me, bro, this is what you need to do. You know, this is what you need to be doing. You know, those are the type of friends that I'm looking for. I don't want a yes man, you know, yes ma'am type of friend that they disagree with whatever the hell you say or you want to do. I need people that got, you know, a head on their shoulders and are willing to help everyone around them get to where they're at. You know, people at the top, they all collaborate. You know, that's my thinking all the time. People at the bottom, they're in competition. I'm not in competition with anyone but myself. So when I'm trying to help somebody and I want to correct them and I'm telling them, hey, you could be doing it like this or you could be doing it like that, you know, I have tons of experience in everything because I think to myself, everything is my job. Everything is my job, and I want to do every single thing that I do the very best that I can. So if I have a better way or I know a shortcut or I know a hack or I know something that's going to benefit you, cool. And if you're not doing something right or saying the wrong things or have the wrong mindset, you know, I'm not one of those people that's just going to sit there and let you play this victim bullshit and be negative all the time. I'm going to cut your ass off like fucking cancer so fucking fast. Even if you say some negative dumbass shit on my social media, I'm blocking you immediately. I won't even respond. Block. You're out of my life. I don't need to hear nothing negative, nothing stupid. I'm trying to stay positive, and you're in my way. That's the way I look. So I know not everybody's going to agree with the things that I say. Not everyone has my back. Not everyone wants to support us. Not everybody loves us. And that's okay. I'd rather make room for the people that are going to do all those things. You know, if you're going to love and support us and want to see us win, man, bro, pull up a seat, come hop in my car, come have dinner with me. Those are the people that I need in my life. So, you know, if you want to say some dumb shit or, you know, you don't feel like, you know, you're uncoachable and things like that, I don't need people like that on my team. You know, I need people on my team that are ready to grow, that are ready to listen. And, you know, that's why I paid the big bucks to get coached and mentored by some of the baddest people on this planet. So that way I can bring that stuff back to other people and hand it over on a silver platter and make sure that we can compress time for these people and they can get to the promised land that much faster. So they're not wandering around the desert for 40 years looking for answers.
How many times have you seen where people can get into like a disagreement or there's a situation that happens where, you know, deep down inside, they're like super bitter about it. And it's like, no, 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 I'm not going to do that. But then they go and do it anyways. It's like, even though they're like not admitting to be like, they're not saying like, I'm not bitter, but they're bitter because they're not doing it. But then all of a sudden, like, it's like, no, 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 immediately. But then it's like, oh, then they go ahead and do it anyways. So it's like, why did you even bitch about it? You knew you were going to do it anyways. And at the end of the day, they did it because they knew that was the better thing to do. It's like, I'm not going to sit here and just be bitter about it because maybe he's right type of thing. Guilty. I've done it. I'm not no shame in my game. I'll let you know right now. There's been times where you've made suggestions where I was like, fuck you, I'm not doing this. And then I went ahead and did it. I was like, you know what? That was the better way. So it's okay. It's all a bunch of learning experience.
I see it all the time because I see it firsthand. And, you know, with my own girl, I see it.
Yeah.
So
There may have been a thing or two where you were like, no. And then you're like, I should have listened to you or something like that. I'm pretty sure in the.
I, you know, if you could recall one,
oh my God.
But what I'm going to tell you is that you are definitely one of my mentors. One of my mentors. I learned a lot from you. Yes, I know different things to do, but it's because I have the experience that I am willing to get out there and do whatever the hell needs to be done.
Yeah.
You know, I try to keep you doing what you do best and I try to do everything else. So, you know, I don't know what the hell it is that you do and a lot of the things that I do, you don't know. So, but it would be wonderful if sometimes you would listen a little bit more and be a little bit more coachable, because there is times that I make fun of you and I call you uncoachable. And the
likewise,
leader of the coachable.
Likewise. I'm just willing to admit it. It's okay. It's fine. We'll just say it's fine. So here, in the last, I do have to say this for sure, though. There are several things that happened to us within the last year, and we don't need to elaborate exactly, but there are several things that happened to us where we got like punched in the face, kicked down. And I love the fact that you and I literally, like, it sucked for a little while. We're like just absorbing what's happening, what's going on. But at no time did we get like any other way than I'm going to be better about this. Like, fuck this. I'm going to be better. This is going to make me better. Regardless of what happens to me, us, our business, you, like, we just take that as a learning experience and we are just going to be better because there's nothing else that we can control in this world besides ourselves. So I'm not going to be bitter about some jacked up thing that somebody else did. I'm going to be better every single time. There's no way. So and this year has been more than ever before. And it's just a wonderful, empowering feeling to know that you could give up that bitterness of, you know, that lasts for like very, really small amount of time, but the better part of it is just so rewarding.
So I'll give an example because, you know, I like to be transparent, you know, and don't be afraid to put examples out there, you know, so that way people know, you know, shit happens. You know, do we get punched in the face? Yes, all the fucking time. Are you knocked the fuck out? I'm constantly getting knocked the fuck out. I feel like Smokey's right above me. Like, you got knocked the fuck out. I mean, constantly. And recently, you know, I had to sell my favorite building. You know, I owned a 7-unit and this thing was amazing and I was so blessed to get it. But in order to keep us going and keep us afloat and keep all of our bills getting paid on time and our people paid, we're, you know, I'm not one to give the hibbity-bibbity. I'm here to figure out the solution and I had to sell it. You know, I had to put this thing on the market. We sold it first person we showed it to. I mean, this building was perfect. You know, not too many buildings can go FHA. This thing was perfect. I mean, I had high rents in there. Everything was cash flowing, good amount of money. And, you know, I had to do what I had to do. And was I bitter about it? I was. You know, I couldn't stop thinking about it for like about 2 weeks straight.
I know, about, it's like, stop talking about it. It's done
what
with.
I could have done to
it's
keep it. What I, you know, how I could have kept it. How I should have kept it. And, you know, I planned on giving this building to my kids when they got older. And, it didn't work out. So, you know, but believe me when I tell you, it's going to make me so much better. And sometimes in order to receive, you got to let the shit go. And it's okay. You know, I'm okay with it now. And, you know, after it happened, I went to a couple of investor meetings and I talked to some of my people that are doing a whole lot more than I am. And, you know, they've told me same things that happened to them. So they've hit rock bottom a few times. So it happens, you know. So the main thing is that we keep moving. We're getting experience from it. Even when we lose, we win because we're not stopping. We're going to keep going. And God just keeps blessing us. You know, one way or another, even while I'm sitting here at home, I'm still getting phone calls on deals. I'm still putting deals together. And it's almost like it's showing me that it's okay. You know, everything's going to be okay. And, you know, things happen. So if you give us an example game, that would be great.
Example of something that I didn't want to do that.
Something that made you bitter the last you were talking about that you didn't want to give any examples or get more in depth.
You know what? So yeah, it was.
We're trying to get deep.
Well, you've already spilled the beans. So it was, you know, my bookkeeper left. I think that I was bitter, not that they left, it's how they left. I was bitter and more so disappointed. It's pretty hard to hurt my feelings, but more so disappointed because that's not the kind of person I thought that was. So it was a sequence of events of how. But again, just like everything else, when I think and evaluate of like what shoulda, coulda, woulda have done, I always go back to what could I have done differently. And I know exactly, you know, what I needed to do, what I need to fix. It doesn't take away from the kind of people that people are. That's just what it is. But, you know, I've accepted it and I'm just, it's a blessing actually. So, I would say, I have to say I was a little bitter at that point of not the fact that it happened, of like how it happened. So
I always say God gives you what you need when you're ready for it. And you know, it was like Jamie said, it was a blessing.
Yeah, it was a blessing and it should have happened sooner, but it's just, you know, it kicked me down and I found the positivity. I'm very good at letting things go quickly, almost a little too quickly. So that's why when you're like, I wish we didn't have to sell it and I could have done this and if I would have done that, I was like, stop. We're talking about what's the next building we're going to try to get. We're not talking about that one anymore. That's it. You know, so.
We're closing on another badass one next week. So yeah. We close
we're
going to
recover, whatever it is.
One of the contract. I think we closed on 2 properties next week. So, you know, it didn't stop us. We just smarter. We got better instead of bitter. And the worst part about, you know, last year, I'm going to say is, you know, when I would catch Jamie crying, you know, it fucking broke my heart like you wouldn't even believe. And there was a point where I came home. I went to Dallas and I came back. Jamie came with me that time. And we came back and we needed this deal to close and something happened with it. And because it happened, we thought for sure we were going to get behind on some bills and our credit was going to take a shit. And our credit already took a hit because we were maxing out our credit cards and, you know, we weren't behind on everything, but as soon as you start using up that credit, that score's dropping. So
I paid every bill on time, and I was still in the 500s.
Yeah, I went from like 840, let's say like in October, to like 580 in December. Like, I mean, it happened so fast. Mm-hmm. And, you know, thank God we, you know, like I said, God looks out one way or another, somehow, some way, he made it happen where we weren't able, you know, we weren't late on anything. We were able to get the money together, but we were like in full fucking panic. I can't even tell you.
You can't tell yourself not to feel bitter. Like, you can't say like, don't feel bitter. Don't feel bad. Don't this. Your feelings are going to be their feelings. It's how you control them and what you do next that really determines how you'll feel after. You're going to feel that way. You're going to feel fucked up for a second. But
so I want to say it was like November 1st, November 2nd. I want to say it's like November 1st. And then the reason I know this date is I'll tell you here in a second. So I had just came home. I want to say, so I came home Friday night. I went to sleep, woke up, you know, we spent the day together. And then at night, I decided to pop a couple of mushrooms. And man, big mistake. And what's crazy is, you know, anytime you take
they
the
provide market, clarity.
Like, not only does it give you clarity, but it like brings all your problems, shit you didn't even know you were worried about or you had, to like the forefront. So now it's like right here, figured, motherfucker. So, man, I tell you. And, you know, I smoked weed every day for I don't even know how many years, 30 years or some shit like that. And that was the day I decided. You know, I didn't want to feel like that no more. I was a complete fucking mess. I don't even know how Jamie, you know, was able to handle it, because I must have.
I have a lot of patience, and I'm pretty good at trying to like smooth the aura feeling.
Out about 1,000 questions. How did you do it? How's that? Where's this? You know, I'm trying to get all the pieces together so that way I can figure out what plan. And you know, and after watching Jamie that night, even, you know, she was like, in disbelief. She thought it wasn't going to happen. She thought, you know, this shit eventually was going to crumble. And thank God, you know, I decided, okay, this is it. It's a wrap. I stopped smoking. I stopped doing everything right then and there. That next morning, I woke up and I was like, it's game time. And it clicked, man. And like I said, God, I don't know if he took favor on me for doing those things, but he figured it out for us. And just little by little, you know, we're digging ourselves out of this hole. And now we're actually digging out a little bit bigger shovels, you know, getting out a little bit quicker. But thank God, that's all I could tell you. You know, thank God for giving us, you know, like everything that's happened got us ready for that moment. And the main thing is, I can't tell you how many people would have folded so long before that. You know, they would have folded. You know, we thought it was a good idea to buy 9 homes in one day. It's still a good idea. It's just, you got to be ready for it and really have a plan. And we had a plan, and then our plan diverted about 7 different ways. And at the end of the day, you know, we were working on other properties. We had more properties under contract. And at the end of the day, I mean, we did it, man. We fucking did it. We made it through. And holy shit, we do.
We have a good group of people that are here every day, super dedicated. I love all of them.
Yes. It wasn't, you know, for our team, you know, I couldn't even sell one fucking house.
So I wouldn't be doing nothing. They're amazing.
I don't know, Patrick. So, you know, it definitely wasn't, you know, I'm the one in the forefront trying to figure out, you know, how to get the fucking money in our pockets so that way we can make it happen. But thank God, you know, we made it happen. So, yes, you know, I was a little bitter, but man,
when
I
tell better. You,
holy fuck, yes. So, you know, again, if somebody tries to slow you down, tries to educate you, you know, especially somebody older, anytime I have a chance to talk with older people, I take it. You know, I like learning from them. They've been around for a very long time. I always ask them, you know, for advice. You know, what advice would you give it? You know, I was going to say a young cat like me, but a younger person, I guess. I'm not young. I'm not a young cat anymore. I'm like a middle-aged man. So, but I take it. Whatever advice they give me, and I run with it. Because, like I said, they've been around a whole lot longer than us, sometimes 2-3 times as much. So, you know, get some time in with your grandparents and some older people so that way you can really get some knowledge.
True that.
True that, true that. You got anything else, Jane?
Nope. Don't be bitter. Try to be, well, if you're bitter, make it small and then just get better. Bitter to better. We're getting better every day.
Definitely, definitely. And again, if there's anything we can help you out with, anything that you guys have a question about, don't be afraid to reach out toward, you know, getting our DMs or give me a phone call. My phone number is all over the place. It's the number that changes lives. You can go to our website, you know, request to talk to us. We got you 100. You can go to our website, coronarealtygroupinc.com. My cell number is 708-925-2352. Or you can find me on any social media, Alex Corona.
Text or call for me, 708-259-6242. We'll see you next time. Yeah.
I need you all to hear what I'm saying. Success is a plan that takes years in the making. When nobody did, I believe. Had to let go of things I did not need. Cut off some friends in the process. What could I say? I could no longer carry the dead weight. Get off your